Georgia's governor is vetoing a bill that critics said would have led to discrimination against people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. LEU of member station WABE reports those critics include big business and Hollywood.
Republican Governor Nathan Deal says his decision came down to wanting to reflect the state's character.
Georgia is a welcoming state. It is full of loving, kind, and generous people. And that is what we should want.
Georgia's also been a welcoming state for many businesses, with more than a dozen Fortune 500 companies based here. It prides itself on luring in more corporate headquarters like Mercedes-Benz USA, as well as attracting more filmmaking. So when state lawmakers passed a bill this month that would allow faith-based nonprofits to refuse services or hire people due to religious reasons, businesses spoke up loudly. Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, UPS, Home Depot, and hundreds of Georgia businesses came together to fight the legislation. Those companies were concerned the measure amounted to legalized discrimination against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. Today, Governor Deal seemed to agree.
I do not think that we have to discriminate against anyone to protect the faith-based community in Georgia, of which I and my family have been a part of for all of our lives.
William Pate says he's relieved the governor came to this conclusion. Pate heads the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I think his decision's really going to sustain Georgia's position as the number one state in which to do business.
But having business weigh in on politics isn't new in Georgia. Atlanta, the state's capital, has a long history of corporate heavyweights shaping key decisions. In 1964, when Martin Luther King Jr. received the Nobel Peace Prize, some white elites refused to attend an integrated dinner in his honor. That's when Coca-Cola threatened to leave the state if the boycott happened. About 1,600 people ended up attending the sold-out event, where Martin Luther King Jr. addressed the crowd.
This marvelous hometown welcome and honor will remain dear to me as long as the cords of memory shall lengthen.
But in this case, the business community's fight may not be over yet. Supporters of the bill were disappointed in the governor's decision, saying the bill is still necessary to protect people who want to follow their own religious beliefs. State Senator Josh McCoon criticized the governor for what he sees as bowing to business.
If we're going to allow a handful of business executives, largely from outside of our state, to dictate public policy, I mean, I would argue we could do away with the kind of quaint elections that we have. We may as well just auction off seats in the legislature.
Some lawmakers are now calling for a special session to try to override the governor's veto. For NPR News, I'm Ellie Yu in Atlanta.